Last week saw the release of the original score for the short documentary about endangered elephants called Kimana Tuskers. It was composed and produced by film and music legend and Peter Jackson's go-to music editor, Stephen Gallagher. Stephen's worked on everything from blockbusters like The Hobbit Trilogy, Lovely Bones and District 9 to, well, little films about the last remaining large tusker elephants as they pass through the wildlife corridor in Kenya. He joins me on the line now, but before we do talk to him, let's hear a little bit of the music he composed for that short documentary. It's a little snippet from Kimana Tuskers, the music composed by Stephen Gallagher. But right now he's coming off the back of one of the most high-profile gigs for music editor, the recut version of the Beatles recordings for Peter Jackson's upcoming Get Back series. Kia ora, Stephen. Thank you for joining us today.
Kia ora, Jana. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell me now the difference between your work as a film composer and what the role of a music editor is.
Oh, that's a really good question. So for music editing, a really clumsy way to describe it is that you are almost like a midwife, in the sense that the creative act has already been done by the composer and the director, and you are charged and responsible with making sure it arrives in the world with the intent that the director and composer had when they created it. You are really responsible for it arriving into the world in the best shape that it can be. And as a composer, you are typically responsible for working with a director or a producer in some cases in trying to help them tell their stories and trying to supply their stories or shape their story's musical language.
We'll talk about how you've done that with this herd of very endangered elephants, but I'm obviously going to pick up on the one that would have got a few listeners' ears pricked up, which is your involvement with Peter Jackson's Beatles project. In terms of being that midwife of the musical midwife of something like Get Back, what can you share with us of that experience to be immersed with, I guess, the soundtrack, the sounds, the music of what is kind of the genesis of modern pop music?
Right. It was a huge privilege to be involved in it. And for me anyway, I mean, the very first English pop song I remember hearing on the radio as a kid was Yellow Submarine, played on the American Armed Forces Network in Tokyo. And the Beatles, I think for most people, it's almost like they're like a compass point through you can sort of trace your life. It's certainly for my parents that was the case. My mum and dad were huge Beatles fans, and I have this amazing memory of them buying a Beatles compilation and playing it and sitting down listening to it with myself and my sister, and they sort of used the songs and the linear progression of, you know, the songs from 64 through to 69 as a way to sort of talk about their relationship with each other, and how they met, fell in love, got married, etc. And so, you know, with something like that, it's almost like it sort of transcends being a fan of something to
I think reflecting on your own life, right? And that must have been the case for the crew you're working with, where everyone would have those touchstones or those little triggers of times of their own adolescence or their parents' adolescence or their childhood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I mean, they shifted the landscape hugely.
So what was it like to work with that music with that in mind? Because that's a very important baby to birth.
well, I mean, working with Peter is always, you know, it's incredible. He's a huge Beatles fan. He knows things and sort of constantly tells stories behind why certain things happen on screen or why they make the musical decisions that they make. And that part of it was amazing. It was just incredible to hear some of that, to hear some of the audio. I think when people get to see this, I think there's a lot of people out there who've been in bands or they've been in creative relationships, whether it's, you know, cooking or making music or making magazines or fashion or building a playground or whatever. And I think there's a lot that you can relate to, just watching a creative relationship birth some new songs in this case. And I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to the challenges of that, and the challenges of navigating sort of personal dynamics. But also just seeing, I think just they're such a great team. It's like watching a really great team working together. Everyone's got their own sort of strengths, and their own quirks, and together they're just a really great team. And watching that, sort of getting a little bit of insight into how some of that worked was just incredible.
I'm speaking with Stephen Gallagher, who's a music editor on a lot of Peter Jackson's productions most recently, and he's working on Get Back, the upcoming Beatles series. But we're about to talk about your role as a film composer, which is a soundtrack that has just been released for a short documentary called Kimana Tuskers, about a very endangered group of elephants that only number about 20. How did you come to get involved with this project?
A mutual friend introduced via email the director, Jamie Joseph, and myself. And she had approached Park Road to do the post-production on her, or the sound post-production on her film, and the picture grading, etc. And we got introduced on a Zoom call, and she was sitting in a truck by a lake in a national park. I think it was in Zambia or in Zimbabwe. And she had the window of the truck open, and through the window, all of these, you could hear like animals, large animals calling to each other, making noise. And she just started talking about what her organization Saving the Wild was about, why she wanted to make this film, what this film was about, why it was important that this film got out there and as many people saw it as possible, the plight of these elephants, her relationship with these elephants, her journey as somebody who was fighting against poaching and corruption, trying to save rhinoceroses and elephants. It was quite an amazing call. And she started talking about the film, and it sort of went from there, really. And we started talking about ideas about what sort of music she wanted, what sort of story she was trying to tell, and who she wanted to reach, really.
From a music-making perspective, it must be really fun to make those epic nature soundtracks, you know, the big drums and the sort of triumphant, dramatic music. Was that kind of partially the attraction of being involved in this project?
Yes, it was. Although the story that she wanted to tell, and just her story, that was the most compelling thing. And then, you know, just actually the first time we saw the pictures, the first time we saw the footage that she'd shot, that was amazing. And as soon as you see it, it's like, wow, that is incredible. And the story they're telling is incredible. And yay, I get to work on this. That's going to be fantastic. And she was so much fun to work with, and really positive and really sort of energetic. I think the only maybe... not disagreement, but the only snag that we had in the soundtrack was there was a, I can't remember what the instrument was, but there was an instrument in there she played the score to her mother. Her mother loved the instrument, but Jamie didn't love the instrument. And I think it was a flute or something like that. So that I think that was the only sort of source of tension she sort of expressed on the mix stage, that her mother really liked this instrument, so she felt like she had to keep it in, but she didn't like it herself. So
always listen to your mama. Hey, Stephen Gallagher, thank you so much for talking us through Kimana Tuskers. We'll have a
thank
link.
You and happy birthday for tomorrow. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. enjoy the rest of that through me. You squeeze that in there. Best of luck with getting Get Back all finished for us.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy it.